broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 26th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by the Loving Liberty Radio Network, lovingliberty.net, the website for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips around the clock and more. And best of all, you got the Android and the iPhone apps you can download that'll let you listen to the broadcasts live and on demand on your phone. Killer sounding audio, by the way. And in addition to that, you can click a button and follow our Twitter feed and keep up on what's happening news-wise and a whole lot more. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, tell your neighbor, and do it now. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast is in order. We had an incredible guest on first. Her name is Charlotte Cuthbertson. And she's the senior reporter with the Epoch Times, theepochtimes.com. She wrote an incredible article highlighting the crisis on the border, the new Wild West, Texas border counties, desperate bid to curb illegal immigration. An incredible article she wrote, talking to sheriffs, talking to local officials and ranchers and people on Johnny on the spot, if you will, down in Texas, saying it is disaster. The people coming across the borders used to avoid the public. They used to maybe make a small cut in a fence if they had to get through. They did as little damage as possible, and they tried to not have any confrontations. They might have been people really trying to come to America to have a better life. Now we're starting to see a shift in who's coming. They're coming from different countries. They're coming from hostile situations. They are now brazen, in your face, stealing, destroying private property on purpose, confronting local residents, and more. They're more violent. They're hardened. Most of them are young, single, teenage, or maybe in their a little above teens, their young adult years, if you will, men coming to America. They're further from border checkpoints, which means they don't want to be found. They don't want to be discovered. They want to get into America. Many of them have been caught at the border multiple times, so they're repeat offenders. And Charlotte says the new Wild West is going to be gnarly. It's going to be rough. And the cartels are involved and everything else, and it's a disaster on the border. Anyway, an incredible document article detailing what's really going on down at the border, ladies and gentlemen. And it ain't pretty. Anyway, check it out, theepochtimes.com. Great interview with Charlotte. Thank her for her time. We also talked about Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack co-host a TV show now every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Mountain, so the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, 10 Eastern, and it's called The Sheriff Mack Show, but it's on Brighteon TV, Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.tv. And Brighteon is Mike Adams and Alan Keyes put that together. Great new TV service. Take it on the mainstream press like never before. They offered for me and Richard Mack to do our own separate shows, but we just decided we don't have the time. We're so busy traveling. Richard Mack's trying to write some books. We've got so much training for the CSPOA that we want to do for public officials and sheriffs everywhere. I'm doing 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the radio. Plus running my day job. I mean, we're just so buried and busy, it's beyond imagination. But the good news is there is the Sheriff Mack Show on Brighteon.tv, and I'm a co-host of that show every Tuesday, second hour of the show. Now, you say, well, what about Liberty Roundtable, Sam? We're going to do our very best to simulcast TV and radio for that second hour on Tuesdays, helping increase our coverage as we promote LovingLiberty.net, tell the tale of the radio network and who Loving Liberty is and all the different wonderful things they're doing, promoting Liberty Hall in Utah, where events are held regularly and more. promoting ladies and females that are involved in the Liberty effort as well. Loving Liberty Ladies is what we like to call them and more. So LovingLiberty.net will be heavily involved in this promotion of the Sheriff Mac Show on Bright Heon TV as well. It'll be CSPOA.org, LovingLiberty.net, the two main sponsors of the broadcast there and the simulcast on radio coming up as well. So there you have that. They're still planning to call it the Pfizer vaccine? Well, you might be, but they're not. No, sir. They're going to call it some weird new name I don't even know how to pronounce. Why? Well, there's all kinds of debates why. Some say they want to change the name to, divorce themselves from the fiasco that have gone on with the experiments. Others say they want a new name for marketing so that people believe it's a new and improved vaccine. Now, believe it or not, there's people saying they approved the wrong vaccine. And it's not really the same vaccine as the Pfizer vaccine. In fact, it's slightly different. And if it's slightly different, others are saying they need to go back to the drawing board because a slightly different vaccine shouldn't just be approved. It should have to go back to the drawing board and go through all the testing that the original, quote, biological experiment went through. So the debate rages about the details, and I'm struggling to know really what's true and what's not on this topic at this point. So how do you say that thing? Comitia or whatever it was? Anyway, Comarnaty. Some are saying it's not really the same vaccine. That's why it's got to have a different name. Legally, it isn't the same. Well, we'll find out more about this. I don't know what's true and not yet. All I know is this is disaster for sure for everybody who's mandated to take this. I'll tell you that right now. We also talked about Joe Biden blatantly calling on companies to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations. Zachary Steeper is the author of the article and really talking about this. Joe Biden literally doubling down in promotion of the vaccines. What you're really going to get is small businesses not willing to do this. Therefore, there's going to be more and more and more pressure on them to shut down, go away, fail. And what's really happening is we're gutting small business over coronavirus these days. And what you're going to be left with is a few gargantuan mandating corporations, folks. You better bring back the entrepreneurial spirit in America while you can, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you, it's getting rough. Body blows everywhere. It reminds me of a MMA fighter match and stuff like that. And poor small business right now is against the cage, just taking a beating. Just my two cents. After Food and Drug Administration approval, Pentagon says vaccine is mandatory. Pentagon forces military to get vaccinated. What a shame that is. I'm telling you, what a violation of one's agency. What a violation of one's conscience. What a disgrace in America, where we're supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. You know what? You're free to make your own choices. Government will support you in your rights and nothing more. Now government, the belligerent behemoth, out of control, in your face, violating your agency all over the place. It's got to stop. But the only way it will stop is if Americans start to stand up nobly, boldly, and independently. And I don't see them doing that at all right now. I see nothing but Americans melting down, rolling over, divided on every topic on the planet. I mean, just crazy town. There you have it. Most vaccinated nation, by the way, known as Israel. Now, some are going to say, Sam, there's some little countries that are more vaccinated. I know. But for the larger nations, Israel is one of the top vaccinated countries in the world. And believe it or not now, they're having record high COVID cases and deaths are exploding again in one of the most vaccinated countries on the planet. How is all that if the vaccines are safe and if the vaccines are effective, huh? 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 Well, the answer is they don't want to talk about Israel, now do they? Wow. Gab, the media service, gab.com, gab.com. You know, the competitor to Twitter, etc. They're doing a phenomenal job. Gab launches brand new job board to help unvaccinated Americans, baby. Is your employer forcing you to inject a foreign substance into your body, writes Joe Kovacs, WND.com? Well, hey, go to the job board, get a new job with people who aren't going to force vax on you. Anyway, the no-vax job board at gab.com declares now hiring. So good for all those folks for the work they're doing. This is the kind of stuff, what I mean by we need to start to stand up. And we need to do it nobly, boldly, independently. We need to really get it done. The entrepreneurial spirit in America needs to come alive like nobody's business if we want to stop the vaccinations. Because right now, if you get these few big corporations, they'll either fine you for no vax or they'll simply fire you for no vax. And that's what you're going to face in America. You're going to be, you know, your life or your vaccine. What are you going to do? They're going to break your bread bowl of the vaccine. You're not going to be able to eat, are you? So this is serious business as they ratchet up this mandate of this force jab agenda. It is out of control. Anyway, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or dial or text 801-669-2211 or localhoneyman.com on the internet. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Tom DeWeese, well-known good friend and president of AmericanPolicy.org. And American Policy is a great organization. Tom DeWeese, by the way, is one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, private property rights, personal privacy, back to basics liberty efforts, and education, American sovereignty and independence. Anyway, he's been doing a great job for decades. Tom says, I have just uncovered yet another, quote, stealth plan. For more than a decade, I have been sounding the alarm against these, what do they call these things? American heritage areas? The dangers of national heritage areas. Anyway, they're using these national heritage areas as a cover, and behind the scenes is all kinds of regulations that deny you and I of the land our founding fathers fought, bled, and died for. There's a dangerous new bill out called the National Heritage Act, ladies and gentlemen. 1942, just introduced into the Senate. You got to jettison that bill yesterday.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, rustcreditgift.com, back on your radio. Brian, welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you much, Sam. Good to be with you.
Hey, let's kick it off with the Honest Money Report. Gold sitting where now?
Gold sitting at 1784.60.
Wow, it's down a bit, huh?
Down another $5. It started the week over 1800, but now it's kind of yo-yoing up there around that area.
All right, what's silver sitting at?
Silver's 23.65.
All right, so that's down two.
Well, it's up 15 cents from last week, but it's,
oh, is it?
Yeah, it is down. Yeah, but it's still. Yep, down from where it has
been. All right, gold 1784.60, silver 23.65. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's the paper value of money. They call it spot, just so you know. But the reality is it's the paper value of money, because when you buy or sell a coin, the reality is what it's available for on the open market when you take possession of the metal. That's kind of the critical point to understand. If you want a United States dollar in a silver eagle, silver dollar, so 99, whatever, troy ounce, you know, real silver dollar, silver eagle minted 2021. I don't know if you know the government even mints those still, but they do. And then they put on the face of it a dollar. The problem is it doesn't even cost the $23.60 these days to buy that sucker. That's the paper value. The reality is it still costs, what, $37?
Yeah, you're right in that area. Absolutely.
Yeah, $36, $37, depending on where and how many, and the whole gamut goes on. How can the government, though, literally put on its face a dollar, and then it cost me $36 to buy one of those things? I thought we were in the age of we're going to eject fake news, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This market, you know, that paper market out there, exchange, stock exchange and currency and all that can just be manipulated right and left. I mean, based on, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. We've talked about it in the past, the spoofing and all kinds of things that kind of go on with these markets. But yeah, it's interesting, you know, if you look at news and you say, well, okay, well, you know, our the Labor Department, you know, more Americans applied for first-time unemployment than ever, kind of last week, you know, in that range. But yeah, I mean, it's these kind of things used to affect the market in big scale, and now they throw that out there, but it doesn't do anything to the market. And then the dollar, they manipulate that dollar up and seem to kind of offset any kind of metals jump or whatever they want to kind of in that controlling effort. So, yeah.
All right. Got to hear a rhodium update for Kirk Cosby, sir.
Well, rhodium is down about $3,000, so it's $17,000. So Kurt lost about $17,000 on that.
Kurt Cosby's just taking a beating at the marketplace.
Yeah,
now, isn't he?
That's right.
Garage full of rhodium is losing $3,000 an ounce every time you turn. Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well, goes up, will come down, buddy.
That's where he's got to get that plug in the dam there. Maybe get some of that honey and stop the flow or something. I don't know.
Yeah, get a big old bunch of that honey. Get a big old bunch of them silver eagle, silver dollars. I'll tell you, that'll kind of hold the line for you, too, because if you're $13 above spot on those babies, you're doing all right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. In fact, we're as much above spot with real possession of the silver eagle, silver dollar right now. That is what used to be spot not too long ago, the difference even.
Yeah, we used to be kind of about a dollar or so, dollar and a half over spot. The paper spot was where that market is, and now it's kind of turned. I mean, well, I get it. Those major wholesalers, basically, you know, they're tired of that game. I mean, yeah, it's easy for you guys to manipulate this, come in and buy our fizz. I mean, a lot of these big investors, the J.P. Morgans and the Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's interesting that they're making millions of dollars on this up and down. But boy, they've definitely bought up a lot of metal. You know, why would they be buying, you know, why do they need that metal? They can kind of do this on paper all, but yeah, they're buying a lot of metal.
Yeah, they need the metal because they know the truth there, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like I just heard the CEO of Pfizer is not vaccinated. Now, I need to verify if that's true, but man, what's up with that?
Yeah, that's right. How convenient, huh?
You know, it's like doctors like, oh, no, we're not doing that for my family. Kind of a thing. And it's just amazing how when you really dig in, what you really see and what happens. Hey, Brian, you own a company and people work for you, right?
Right.
Are you going to force them to be vaccinated, sir?
I am not.
You're not. All right. Well, I employ people, too, and I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. It's against my religion to force people. That's kind of Satan's plan and my religious viewpoints, and so I'm not into the force plan either. The reason that I bring this up is what they're now doing is these big, huge corporations are mandating vaccinations, and small businesses are not. And the reason that I bring this up is because I think the small businesses are really, really, really melting down and suffering in the corona pandemic, at least the man-made, government-engineered realities relating to the pandemic, if you will. But I think small business, as you know, a significant number of small businesses have gone belly up during the corona scenario, during the lockdowns, during the government manipulations, et cetera. But big business has flourished like nobody's business. And I think that this division on the vaccinations is going to be difficult, too. They're going to make it very hard on small business that won't force employees to vaccinate, et cetera. And anyway, I see this coming, and I wonder kind of how it's going to relate to the economy as a whole.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the issue I think here is obviously big business has always kind of had a gift, I should say, you know, whether it be, we'll give you the building, we won't have you pay tax, and we'll help you get this big business inflow. Well, the little guy, you know, and the small family, you know, or the small business, no one's coming into my business and say, hey, we'll support you with the building. We'll give you the tax breaks and so on, so that you're successful. But you've seen all these big businesses that, and then they bail them out when they file bankruptcy or whatever. The airline, all these things, they bail them out. We have to have this company running. We have to have at the cost of all the small little mom and pop businesses or others that are trying to survive. Those they don't care if they close down. And the big thing is too is the division. I mean, it's kind of creating, you know, I remember Biden coming, we're going to get, you know, bring our country together. Well, shoot, they just keep doing things that tear our country apart. So, I mean, we can see it. The writing's on the wall. I mean, it's sad that we're forcing everybody to just kind of step in line. Isn't that, that's just what is it, socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it. But when we're forced to do everything, that's kind of where we see a lot of this going.
What I find interesting about this employer-forced vaccination scenario is there's all kinds of debates, all kinds of opinions on this. And at the end of the day, you know, whether the government can force vaccinations or not, many are saying they can. Others are saying, yes, employers can force or vaccinations or fire you. That's their right as an employer. But I kind of think if this is really that far along to where they can force this, then the question becomes a liability discussion. If they force me to take the vaccines and then I die, is there liability for that business that forced me and or that government entity that forced me to take the vaccinations? And that's where it starts to get sticky, where you start to discuss the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, which has been basically a secret for the most part government program since 1986. The mainstream press would say, Sam, it's not secret. Come on, it's been around forever. Yeah, but you don't talk about it much. And most people don't know that it exists. And it's literally spent billions of dollars for when vaccines don't go as planned or when they're not safe and when they're not effective. How many Americans really realize that reality? And so you can say it's not secret, but at the same time, if most Americans don't know about it, and it's been around since 1986, and it really brings up the question about the safety and the effectiveness of vaccinations in a big, bold way, you know, how secret is that? So it might be in plain sight, but it's for the most part secret. I don't know if most Americans understand that over vaccinations, you know, you don't go to an open court and challenge these vaccine companies openly and have liability and accountability. No, you go to these special vaccine courts. The government's involved. The protection is there for the vaccine companies to where there's no accountability and no real transparency in the process. And so, you know, it is a very secret world scenario. But anyway, I bring this all up because I have a feeling that they're going to use this to really give a I think of it like an MMA fighter. They're going to have the small business in the corner of the cage just taking a beating. And big business is just going to run around and gloat how they're growing and doing so well as they mandate and force these vaccines. And government will sit back and go, well, no, that's the private sector. They can do whatever they want to do. But what you've got is a fascist cabal with the president of the United States openly encouraging these vaccines to happen. And the reason that I'm bringing it up so much with Brian Rust, rustquintengift.com, is because I think really the biggest implication is going to be economic. What are Americans going to do when they can't get a job? What are Americans going to do when their small business is under fire, under the gun, maybe fined or penalized or not treated fairly because they're not a, quote, mandated vaccinations company? Brian Rust with me, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, always on your radio.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
With all the confusion, chaos, and mayhem in Afghanistan after America's clumsy withdrawal from the 20-year war, one thing is for sure, life will go on. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau tells us how an airplane can have more passengers landing than it did taking off.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach. And they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
We are USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, riding shotgun on your radio, talking about the economy, talking about the forced vaccination discussion. As the vaccinations get, quote, approval, there's a big old debate about all that, but set that aside for now, about that they're not even vaccines. They're really experimental biologics on the American people, which should never be approved. Nuremberg trials should be happening right now. Nevertheless, there's a debate whether they really licensed the right vaccine or if it's slightly different. They want to call it something different, et cetera, et cetera. The debate rages about that. But nevertheless, the mandate are there because of the, quote, FDA approval. And how that's all going to go down, who's going to have liability is the question, but I think they're going to use it to continue to promote big business and to have small business fall by the wayside in America as they intentionally dissolve the middle class, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, one of the big factors, too, is they have control a little bit over big business, per se, because they generate a lot of money into those businesses, and they kind of use that as a, you know, we're going to hang this over your head if you don't do kind of the, you know, get your people to be vaccinated and so on. We're not going to give you the money that we were talking about or whatever, billions of dollars that they pour into some of these big businesses. So they kind of have some control there as far as the small business. They don't really submit too much. They don't give us any money or help us out as we go. But yeah, big business, they kind of force that issue. And I think that's one of the things that they hang over their head. Do what we want you to do, or we're not going to support your big business.
Now, Gab.com, the media service that competes with Twitter and everything else that took a beating at one point, as you know, and came back, and good for them for doing so, they created an online job board for those who don't want to be forced into vaccinations. And so if you're an employer that are looking for employees and you can offer jobs and stuff like that, then, you know, people can go to this job board on both sides, employers and those who are seeking employment, and they can have a non-jab opportunity to be employed. A pretty innovative solution, and I think those are the kind of things it's going to take, Brian, for us to really offset this in a meaningful way. We're going to have to boldly stand up and provide clearinghouses of opportunities. We're going to have people stand up and take advantage of these solutions being provided. I mean, this is a real, I don't know what you want to call it, hand-to-mouth battle at this point. You know, the discussions used to be kind of vague and nebulous and, well, it's not going to come to my state, or it's not going to affect my job or my employment or this and that. But it's now become hand-to-mouth real to people, Brian.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And so we're going to see probably more and more of it. But, you know, that's it. Just you hate to have a division in your workforce, right? You want everybody to kind of be on the same page. But, at that point, too, we have our rights. I think we can choose and make educated decisions for our families. We shouldn't be subjected to, the bad press or we're targeted or whatever because we haven't vaccinated. I think we just, as a people, we should be working together to bless the lives of each other, but not force it on anybody or that. I mean, that's my thought.
Now, I find this also interesting. Some companies are taking the "we're not going to force you to get vaccinated" plan, but they're kind of taking a middle road. So listen to this. Headline says, "Unvaccinated Delta staff ordered to pay $200 a month for a, quote, health insurance surcharge if you're not vaccinated." So you can come to work as an employee of Delta if you want to, but you're going to pay a $200 a month surcharge because of your unvaccinated status. Why? Because they're going to test you once a week, and they got to cover the cost of testing, they claim. Don't worry, Delta will pay for the testing. Thanks, Delta. Appreciate that. But this is kind of an interesting thing where, you know what? What if you just get fined everywhere for not being vaccinated? So you want to go to a ball game, it's normally $40 for a ticket. For the unvaccinated, it's $60 and a test before you get there. You want to go and be employed, well, $200 a month more for you and your insurance because you're a greater liability. What if they just fine and tax us into you either don't participate if you can't afford it, or you buckle and get the vax?
There's the division, isn't it? Isn't it the force? You were taking away your choice. And see, that's the problem. And little by little, we're losing our choice. And if we are a free country, we should be able to choose and not be subjected to penalty or whatever it may be. But, yeah, it's just sad. Our rights are being taken away. And then it's the division of, okay, well, you really shouldn't have the right to choose that. It's going to help me if I'm vaccinated, that you should be vaccinated. And then there's a division. And then it's within the family. We're dividing the family because my brother wants to do it and my sisters don't want it. I mean, we're just creating this big division between us. We're fighting against each other. And it's absolutely terrible.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to know how this is going to unfold. But I submit to you that I really believe that the American people are going to have a say in this. And what I mean by a say in this is either we're going to stand up as Americans and say, look, whether you agree or disagree with the vaccine, whether you want to take the vaccine or not, the principle here is that you got to stand up and say, I believe in agency. I believe in people's ability to choose here for themselves and not be coerced, not be forced, not be compelled, not be mandate, whatever words you want to use here, but you're standing up whether you agree with the vaccines or not, whether you've taken them or not, isn't really the point. The point is we need to stand up for people's right of conscience, for people's fundamental basic ability to research, to figure it out and decide for themselves what they believe makes sense for them and their body and their health and et cetera. And really when government goes on the offensive, to the point where they take away one's choice, one's agency, that's when I really start to have a problem, Brian, whether we do it by the government, by force, or whether we say, no, that's the private sector there. They're doing it, not us. But they're doing it because of the government, one, approving of the FDA, approval here. They're doing it because government's providing the lead on this and mandating it for certain government agencies like the military, etc. The government's not crossing into the private sector because they know if they do that too hard, everybody will push back. So they're walking a very fine line here, but we the people need to not just be lulled into a false sense of security on this, thinking it's not going to happen to me, or it's not coming to a, quote, employment reality check for me. It's not going to. I've got a lot of people now that are having this dilemma. Somebody that I know works in a very unique position in government, et cetera, and they're like, hey, I'm really going to be forced to quit and become a consultant or take the jab. What do I do? I've been praying and thinking about it, and I'm just not sure. And so this is really a big thing. But I submit to you that your ability to have constitutional currency, so honest money, gold and silver, food, medical supplies, all these kinds of things at your disposal, this is going to increase your ability to make those decisions. Otherwise, you're just going to have your bread ball broken. In other words, your ability to make a living gone, and you're going to be in a situation where I don't know what choice you really have. So the whole point that I'm bringing this up for, Brian, is I think that the choices we make now in terms of our preparedness in creating money, a little bit of constitutional currency and food and medical supplies, and et cetera, quote, for a rainy day, it's going to really determine how much flexibility and decision-making power we really have down the road, Brian.
Yeah, you're right on with that. The nice thing I think that would be nice to see happen is have some accountability for our those out there, the press, or those that want to either, you know, those that are saying, okay, we're not going to talk about any of this, we're going to hush this down, or what they want to agenda. Every time you turn on the news on TV, what's the first thing? The first things they come out with is, okay, this is the numbers for COVID. This is, and I don't think we see the whole picture. I mean, they'll say, oh, this is that, but they don't really state the fact of it might not even be in my community or in my city. They could be talking about another state or somewhere else or another country, but yet they make it sound like my neighbor right here, this is what's happening. You got to get out, and you got to. So they're pushing the agenda right here in front of our face. And I just wish we could get the truth and make accountable those who are not giving the truth on a widespread. I mean, when Fauci and his, let's get this stuff out there on a whole scale where everybody can make an educated decision. But boy, they hide anything that's negative on their side. They're not going to bring or say anything about it. They're just going to push whatever their agenda is and make it sound like, okay, here's the real truth. And there's just so much, you know, kind of, we've talked about this over the, you know, for the last years and stuff, the fake news. Well, man, boy, it'd be nice to get real news, and you guys are doing a great job and others, but man, I just don't think the American people are seeing it. They're seeing kind of what they, you know, the left wants them to see, and that's kind of a sad note.
Well, there's an interesting headline about private business. For example, Disney Cruise Line will require all passengers 12 and above sailing out of Florida to the Bahamas to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Okay, now that's against Ron DeSantis, who says you can't mandate this. So the battle's on between a local, you know, Florida governor there and Disney teaming up with, I don't know what, but, you know, you're going to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you won't even be able to get on the ship if you're not vaccinated, they say, if you don't have proof of it. This is serious business, folks, affecting you and your life. Brian Rust with us. We're going to talk about cars, new cars. They're out of control. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, Brian Rust, RustCreditGift.com. With me, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the economy. And I find this interesting, too. Well, they mandate vaccinations everywhere, literally. Disney doing it now for trips to the Bahamas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, no, you can't mandate this, but the Bahamas have mandated vaccines for anybody who comes to their, quote, port of call. So that's a debate raging Disney caught in the middle. This is what I mean by these businesses. You know, I don't know if Disney really wants this or not. But there you have it. They're mandating it against the governor. The debate will rage on. Anyway, I bring this all up because now also treatment demand surges for what they call monoclonal. Is it monoclonal? Antibodies. That's a drug that you can buy that really helps get rid of COVID. Donald Trump got it. It helped him a ton. He touted it back at the time. The media rejected it because, of course, Donald was talking about it. So anything Donald talks about, you got to reject and hate and be against and argue, you know, the contrarian view, sadly. So nevertheless, this has turned out to be a real deal. Experts are saying, I don't know why this treatment hasn't received the coverage that it deserves, but now it's starting to as surges demand or demand surges for monoclonal antibodies. Well, here's the interesting thing about this. They say you got to take the antibodies early, says Fauci, for them to be effective. But the government is now agreeing to pay $2,100 a dose. Now, how many doses it takes to get well, you know, I don't know all this. I'm not a medical expert, but $2,100 a dose, ladies and gentlemen. So now they're saying you got to take the vaccine, Brian. But you know what? If you're really sick, you can do these monoclonal antibodies for $2,100 a dose. Here's what I don't get. Why are they not talking about ivermectin, doxycycline, and many other solutions when literally they're like $40 or $20 a dose, not $2,100 a dose? And I know that doxycycline with ivermectin works because I was on oxygen and couldn't get off. And the only way that I could solve it was to get these two medications I just pointed to. And literally within hours of doing so, I got off of an oxygen concentrator. I'm telling you it works, but they're suppressing this information. And I think dollars are at the center of it. I also think the middle class can't obtain many of these things, whereas the elite and the rich can. Turns out Texas Governor Greg Abbott got these monoclonal antibodies. How much money did it cost? Some are saying it's a $15,000 regimen, etc. I don't know. I'm not an expert, and I don't have all the, quote, dollars and cents related to doses of the different medications or the drugs that are out there. There's a couple of competing manufacturers of these monoclonal antibodies available. But I know this. They're crazy expensive, and now they're being touted as the vaccines or that or both, but nothing else that really can make a difference, like ivermectin, doxycycline, as your medications, and then supporting it very well with very high doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. None of that's being talked about, but people are literally dying left and right, Brian. Hospitals are overwhelmed, but they refuse to talk about these solutions and opportunities. Something's wrong, Brian.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. That's kind of what I was saying. You know, they don't want you to hear the truth. They want to they want us to hear what they want us to hear. And that's all about, you know, obviously big money. I mean, you know, the control there. I mean, they keep saying, well, the reason we want you to be vaccinated or the reason, you know, you're doing this is because we need every, you know, this is deadly and we need to help you get better. But yet they don't give us the stuff that really works. They give us, you know, something that might pay. We got to, you know, money, big money that's being pushed out there. And then there's a booster shot. That's another big dose of big money that's pushed out. So you get these pharmaceuticals, I'm sure, or their agenda is, oh wow, we can make, you know, man, we've created this thing. Now let's solve the answers by really doing this, which can really bring a lot of money into our corporation and all that. But the things that work, you know, if you can get out there for a $40, why help the people? Let's make it run down our path, not their path. And it's ridiculous. It's just one more thing. Here we go. One more thing that just shows that we're just not getting the truth and that. And so it's sad. It's absolutely sad.
Yes, it's sad. And, you know, here's the problem. The more you kind of study this, the more you kind of go, you know what? The government is becoming the hostile enemy. And I hate to say that because I'm not anti-government, Brian. I believe in the proper role of constitutional limited government. I believe in the checks and balances. I believe in the supreme law of the land. Absolutely, unequivocally support it. But when government goes this rogue by taking away people's agency, by getting in bed with the media and only promoting very expensive solutions to a very complex problem, and then shutting down anybody who points to these other solutions, as I have, hydroxychloroquine or whatever that is, you know, another great solution that works for a lot of people. I know people personally that have taken that and it's helped them get well. Okay, these aren't just faraway things that I've heard about. These are very personal. I almost died and literally used these medications that I'm mentioning. And I've got friends and people and loved ones and family members that have taken some of these medications as well and got well. This is not just a case study and, oh, here's what here's what somebody else is saying or here's what the blueprint is saying. These are very personal, real experiences about life and death. That you can't debate me on these. How did I get well? And how do people that I know get well? By taking these inexpensive solutions if they don't work. Oh, Sam, you and everybody else, you know, just magically got well. You were on oxygen and couldn't get off for days. Had to go to the hospital twice. But within hours of taking these things, things got better for you. I just don't know how you can deny those reality checks. But yet they just laugh and mock and deride. Oh, that's a Donald Trump. You must be a Trumper, huh? That's why you're taking those whacked out things that don't work. Why aren't you vaccinated? And, you know, and on and on and on. Well, I don't have $2,100 a dose for this, you know, monoclonal antibodies thing. I don't. And I'm not going to anytime soon. And I don't have any insurance that's going to provide that either. If I can even get it in the first place, see? So this is a very serious life and death reality. And the government seems to be at odds with the average American on this. Unless you take the jab. Then they're your friend, buddy. I mean, you're just a good dude and we got your back. Otherwise, no compassion for you, sir.
Right. You're right on, Sam. That's absolutely the truth. It's just unbelievable. It's just really unbelievable that true facts. You've been there, you've done it, you've seen it, you can talk about it. They don't want to share any of that that's happening because it's the good for the people and that why would we want the good for the people? Let us help them. We know what's best. Well, apparently they don't, and they don't care, and they don't want us to know, and they twist us up in all kind of confusion about this, that, and everything else, and then we're supposed to just rely on them to just hang tight. It's going to get better. We're all going to be in a better place.
Well, they used to say 10 to 14 days to flatten the curve, and now, for the most part, what I find is the more vaccinated the people get, it seems like the more the virus spreads. We're not even close to slowing down 2 years later. But, man, if a bunch of people are vaccinated and stuff like that, we should have literally no problem. But now it turns out a lot of the people that are getting sick are vaccinated and spreading the virus are vaccinated to the point where, you know what, you got to start to wonder, is the vaccines ratcheting up the spread?
Yeah.
You can say, oh, of course not, Sam. Come on. But you know what? Evidence from science and shedding and everything else shows there's got to be something to this.
Right. No, you're exactly right. You hit it right on, no doubt about it.
And I don't know what to do because the government's, and I hate to say this, and I don't want my rhetoric to be problematic here, but I'm telling you, the government's starting to become the enemy.
Yeah.
When they literally want to force you to take an experimental biological. Think about that for a second. Okay, when they got the approval on these, quote, vaccines, it says that they're approving a biological. I don't know if you know that. Think about that for a minute. Listen to this. We are issuing Department of Health and Human Services U.S. license number 2229, so 2229, to BioNTech Manufacturing, GmbH, Mainz, Germany. Isn't that interesting? Under the provisions of Section 351A of the PHS Act, controlling the manufacture and sale of biological products. Now think about mandating biologicals on your citizens.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but the government is literally becoming our enemy. And I've never, ever said this kind of stuff on the radio before, Brian, ever. Because I don't usually think of the government as my enemy. But if you're going to approve and mandate biological products to be injected into everyone, is that warfare, Brian?
Yeah, that's a big problem, huge problem, and it is. That's what it sounds like to me. Elimination. It's kind of eliminating hundreds, thousands of people. You know, maybe that was the agenda overall. Let's curve the population so that we don't have the bad air, so that we don't have this, that, and the other. We just let's curve. That sounds like Satan's plan, kind of. If you ask me,
mocking, ridiculing, persecuting any dissenter that has the guts to say, wait a minute, hold on, I don't want that. Marginalizing, taking away your ability to make a living or support yourself, denying you medical care because you're not vaccinated or you won't go along with the agenda. I mean, this is getting very, very personal. Very, very in your face, to the point where I don't know how to talk about this intelligently without starting to call a spade on this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point can they push and mandate and marginalize and all that they're doing? How soft can I be in delivering the reality about this? See, the honesty in us requires us to at some point say, whoa, hold on, you've gone way too far. Final words yours, Brian.
You're exactly right, Sam. You know, I mean, this is what, you know, we as a people need to hear this and be able to look at this and the facts of this so that we can make an educated solution and so on. But we just don't get the news. I mean, we get all the negative, which we're supposed to believe. The wrong is the right, and so that's kind of the agenda and we're in now, and it's just sad. It's absolutely sad.
It's sad, ladies and gentlemen, but I submit to you, now is the time to come to the aid of your country. Do you remember typing that as a kid?
Yeah.
All right. Now it's serious, though. Now is the time where Americans need to start to stand up and say, hey, and I'll give you the interesting thing. Those of us who are not vaccinated and who will not take the vaccine, I'm okay with those who want to choose the vaccine. I'm okay with the manufacturers making that, and I'm okay with people deciding if that's what they believe is best for them. I'm okay with them using their agency in that way. The real question is, why are they not okay with me using my agency in the way that I think best? And what they say is, well, you're putting all of us at risk. That's why, Sam. And my response is, not if your vaccine is safe and effective, I'm not.
Amen.
The debate rages,
amen,
ladies
brother.
And gentlemen. And how it relates to the economy is Brian's interest. If you want to get constitutional currency in your portfolio, Brian is your partner in educating you and helping you find precious metals that you can take possession of now. RustCoinAndGift.com is the website. Brian, thank you so much, sir.
Hey, you bet. Great job, Sam.
For Brian Rust and Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips, contemplative, and a whole lot more. We declare this nation shall endure. RustCoinAndGift.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.